You're listening to SBS News.
Joe Biden has now narrowed his VP search to six
Biden
contenders.
Biden is more closely scrutinizing options for our
progressives are already weighing in on who they think
floated as possible vice presidential pick.
Just the ticket as Joe Biden's running mate.
Speculation is swirling, but we already have an idea of the kind of person Joe Biden is going to pick to be his running mate.
My cabinet, my administration will look like the country. And I commit that I will, in fact, pick a woman to be vice president.
That historic announcement in March was an important acknowledgement of the political reality facing Biden. As an older white man, he's under pressure to round out the ticket with someone who will reflect the diversity of a Democratic Party that receives nearly half of its support from ethnic minorities and the young. With that in mind, four of the candidates are black, including top contender California Senator Kamala Harris, who ran against Biden for the Democratic nomination and clashed with him on issues of race in their first debate. Any hard feelings, however, appear to have been patched up.
I have decided that I am, with great enthusiasm, going to endorse Joe Biden for President of the United States.
According to Howard Dean, former head of the Democratic National Committee and a former presidential candidate himself, Harris's experience under the national media spotlight gives her an advantage over some of her rivals.
It's a completely different game. The press corps behaves differently. And, of course, the press corps has now evolved into sort of a reality show mentality. So that makes it even worse.
Former National Security Advisor and U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Susan Rice is another possible choice for Biden. Her advantage is that she is a familiar face for the former vice president, having worked with him in the Obama White House. Howard Dean again.
Susan Rice is a bit of a no-brainer. She's got foreign policy experience that vastly exceeds everybody, but she's never campaigned before.
According to Stephanie Brown James, co-founder of the Collective PAC, a group that lobbies to get more African Americans into politics, picking a black woman to be his running mate, Biden would give a leadership role to a key constituency that has long been taken for granted by the Democratic Party.
Black voters at the end of the day are looking for a candidate, whether in the presidential candidate or VP candidate, that is someone that can speak to their needs, their issues, and come up with solutions to say, this is what I would do because this is what I have done.
Others have suggested that the best woman for Biden is Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth, a former Army colonel who lost both of her legs when the helicopter she was piloting was shot down in Iraq. Duckworth would also be the first Thai American to be on a presidential ticket. When asked about the VP spot, she echoed a familiar line for anyone under such consideration.
I would do whatever I need to do to support him. And if that means I have to go sweep floors in a VA hospital and that's the best thing I can do to help him win, then that's what I would do.
Looking to shore up the support of the liberal wing of the party, Biden could pick another of his Democratic primary opponents, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. She's a grassroots favorite, but at 70, her addition would mean the ticket would have a combined age of 147 years.
We both want the same thing. We want this country to work, and we want it to work for everyone. So I'm in this fight to help in any way I can.
In modern times, the vice presidential spot has become a real boon for the person who is selected. A former vice president or vice presidential candidate has been a major party presidential nominee 11 times since 1960, including George H.W. Bush, Al Gore, and, of course, Biden himself. According to author and presidential historian Kate Anderson Bauer, the influence and importance of the U.S. vice presidency has significantly grown in the modern political era.
We've gone from a place where, you know, it was famously said by John Nance Garner, who was one of FDR's VPs, that the vice presidency is not worth a bucket of warm spit. And now it's something that people are vying for.
In the end, the process and priorities behind choosing a running mate are unique to every presidential candidate. Joe Biden may get lots of advice from outsiders. Howard Dean, for instance, would like to see a more liberal choice. But there's one top priority for most Democrats.
I prefer that we have a progressive candidate. But the truth is, Donald Trump is the motivating factor in this race.